Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Yo, good morning, Facebook family. Welcome to another episode of Morning Motivation with Big Papa. It is Whimsical Wednesday, baby. Whimsical, magical Wednesday. I hope everyone is doing fantastic. It is another rainy morning in Oklahoma City. That's like my radio voice. It is another rainy morning in Oklahoma City. You all be safe on your travels to and from work this morning. There says traffic on I-35. All right, enough of that stuff. So I was walking down the hallway in my house this morning, and there's a picture of my sister. And my sister was a year younger than me. We were both adopted. She was not my biological sister. And we did not have a very good relationship growing up. We just didn't have any connection. And so not only did we not have a connection, but there was so much conflict, primarily between her and my parents. And parents oftentimes ask me this. They're like, how do you deal with when you have one kid who has problem behaviors and then you have, you know, the siblings who watch them? Hey, good morning, Irene. In England, yeah, I bet it's rainy there as well. How do you deal with this, the siblings who might mimic the other siblings' behaviors, or they might be mad at them, yada, yada. And so my response to that is that children don't mimic their siblings. They mimic the energy of their parents, because parents have the dominant energy. And so it's really a matter of how you respond to the child who's more stressed out and whose stress surfaces through their behaviors. Your energy, what is your vibration? Because your children are always looking at you because they're modeling you. And if your energy is one of frustration and stress and resentment and hostility, then that's going to trigger more stress in them, which is going to trigger more potential frustration, resentment, and hostility. And so just keep that in mind. Your children are always watching the way you deal with things. They're not, you know, they can't help but take in how their siblings behave, because their sibling is a part of the energy in the home. But ultimately, the real dominant role model is you. So there was so much conflict in my home that I, you know, grew up not liking my sister at all, because I didn't feel like my parents liked her very much. And it wasn't that they didn't love her, it's that she made them feel really helpless. She invited them into their own sense of helplessness and overwhelm. And so I grew up feeling that way. And my sister was killed in a car wreck 8 years ago, I think now. And it was unexpected. And before then, she and I had really, we had restored our relationship. I won't say we restored it, but we had begun not even a relationship, but as siblings, you grow up with someone, you know, it's your family. A relationship is automatic. But the bond, like, we had established a bond between us that we hadn't had previous. And so when she was killed in a car wreck, it was unexpected. And she was just beginning to get her life back together. You know, she'd spent a lot of time in jail and prison and such, and was just beginning to get her life back together. And so everyone was really sad. My mom was devastated because my dad had died, you know, just a few years before that. And so I was just walking down the hallway this morning and just looked at her picture and just, you know, stopped and just remembered her for a moment. And I just want to encourage you all for morning motivation. Remember your loved ones, and remember that life is very precious, and we're here today and gone tomorrow. Literally, I mean, it's just like we're here and then something happens and we're not here anymore. Not in this physical reality anyway. But even bigger than that, is the question, are you living the life you want? Are you living the life you dream? Are you living the life you desire? And I saw, I don't know, I've probably mentioned on here before, I get these emails from Mike Dooley called Tut, T-U-T. You can go to tut.com. And it's just these really cool little messages from God, messages from the universe that come in every morning. And the one this morning was, you know, the only illusion is the space, the real illusion is the space between the here and now, between the what you want and what you have, and you and the other person. Because in reality, there is no space between us because we're all connected. And so it's just a cool thought. And I get these every, I love them. I get them every morning. Never met the dude. But, which is good because I like thinking that, you know, God's sending me a little message. But I think about that in relationship to what your goals, dreams, aspirations, hopes, desires are. And, you know, how precious and fragile life is. In that the only thing that is keeping us from what we want is just our focus, our faith, and our persistence. And I just want to encourage you, you know, don't give up on what it is that you desire, what it is that you dream. Good morning, Kirsten. What it is you hope for. You know, keep pushing and remember your loved ones and use your loved ones as inspiration. I mean, my sister really struggled, but she was so damn creative. You know, she had such an interesting mind, and I think about that all the time. How, you know, society doesn't focus on a child's strengths, they focus on a child's weaknesses, and how that really impacts their self-esteem, and it impacts their hopes and their goals. And, you know, we create that framework for our children all the time without realizing it. And so I just want to encourage you to remember your loved ones, remember, you know, the struggles that they went through, where they were they happy? And if they weren't, you know, that's not something to feel sadness or remorse or regret over. It's something to get inspired by. You know, if they weren't happy where they were in life with what they've done with their life, then it's just a call to action for you to go out there and focus on what it is that you want and make something happen. Don't be an innocent bystander in this life that we live, because it really is a short and fragile life. And so live every moment. You know, it's not that we only have one life. I saw this the other day, this quote the other day. It said, it's not that we live and we die and we only have one life. It's like we're living every moment. Like every moment we're breathing, we are living. So it's not just one life. We're living. And so that's what you focus on. This pollen is kicking Big Papa's ass. I tell you guys, I love Oklahoma so much, but I'm telling you, if this keeps it up, this will definitely be the time of year I'll be off in Mexico, or I'll be hanging out with you guys somewhere where there's not so much pollen. I bet there's not much pollen in England, is there, Irene? Just a thought. All right, Big Papa loves you. God bless. Have a fantastic Wednesday, gang. Go get it done. Go make something beautiful happen, and we'll see you tomorrow.